questions.
No, I have answers. Yeah, you know, it was a pretty pressure day for me. Just felt like all day just wearing on me a little bit and kind of saying I was going to come back and then really wanting to show that I could. And even though I had a great swim last night, I didn't want there to be any doubt in my mind or leave everything in the pool. And this time of year, it's not about time. It's about putting your hand on the wall first. And, you know, it puts me fourth in the world with that time, but you know, I'm just building confidence with each swim, and I feel really good about where I'm going. And now to have a ticket to London, it's like, okay, relax and enjoy it. And now let's do it for the 200. John, it's the Olympic trials. I've been training 18 months for a race that's 59 seconds long. If I slip off the blocks, it's all over. There's so many things that go through your mind where you think, oh my gosh, if this goes wrong or that goes wrong. And then you just kind of have to wish it away and rely on your loved ones and support staff to make sure that you come home and do what you train your body to do. And that's why every single athlete that comes up here will tell you that this is harder to make the Olympic team than it is actually, I think, to medal in the Olympics. And with that being said, like I said, I'm building confidence with each swim, and I'm gonna put my hand on the wall first every time I get a chance. I don't know if my body language is showing it or not, but this is exactly where I want to be. You know, I mean, before when I used to talk to y'all in 2008, I didn't really want to be here anymore. I was kind of trying to wearing down by the whole idea. And now it's like, I'm just having so much fun with it. And I feel like I'm running on borrowed time, and I'm just really proud of myself for saying that I was going to come back and then actually come back and be back. Thanks.